My dear friends, today, I bring you a message of hope and encouragement. God is actively working on your impossible situation, so let me assure you that God is not absent in these times. In fact, it's often in the midst of our impossibilities that His presence is most keenly felt. Dear friends, let's take a moment to acknowledge the weight of the burdens we carry. Life's challenges come in various forms, each presenting its own set of obstacles and trials. Some of us are grappling with financial difficulties, where the bills pile high and the ends never seem to meet. Others are battling health issues, where every day feels like an uphill climb against pain and uncertainty. And then there are those whose hearts ache from broken relationships, where trust has been shattered and wounds run deep. In the face of these daunting circumstances, it's natural to feel overwhelmed, to wonder if there's any way out of the darkness that surrounds us. But in the midst of our struggles, let us not lose sight of one vital truth. Nothing is impossible for our God. Yes, you heard it right. Nothing, not a single thing, is beyond the scope of God's power and love. The very same God who spoke the universe into existence, who parted the Red Sea, and who raised the dead to life, stands ready to intervene in our most desperate situations. He is not limited by the constraints of this world or the magnitude of our problems. His power knows no bounds, and His love knows no end. So, my dear friends, as we confront our struggles head on, let us do so with unwavering faith in the One who holds the universe in His hands. Let us lift our eyes from the enormity of our problems to the greatness of our God. For in Him, we find hope amidst despair, strength amidst weakness, and victory amidst defeat. Remember, dear ones, that the very same God who promised to never leave us nor forsake us is walking beside us through every trial and tribulation. He sees our struggles. He hears our cries, and He is working behind the scenes to bring about a glorious resolution that exceeds our wildest imaginations. So take heart, my friends, and hold on to your faith. Though the road may be long and the journey may be difficult, remember that with God, all things are possible. Let this truth be your anchor in the storm, your beacon of hope in the darkness, and your source of strength in the midst of weakness. For in acknowledging our struggles, we open the door for God to work miracles in our lives. Beloved brothers and sisters, let us delve into the depths of God's promises, for they are the very foundation upon which our faith stands firm. The pages of Scripture are adorned with countless assurances of God's unwavering faithfulness and abundant provision for His beloved children. One such promise, etched in the words of Jeremiah 29:11, resonates with particular clarity in times of trial and tribulation. For in this verse, we find solace and strength amidst the chaos of life's storms. God declares with unyielding certainty that He has plans for us, plans not to harm us, but to prosper us, plans not to abandon us, but to give us a hope-filled future. Pause for a moment and let the weight of these words sink deep into your soul. The Creator of the universe, the author of our existence, has intricately designed plans for each and every one of us. Plans that transcend our current circumstances and extend into a future brimming with hope and promise. But it's not just this single verse that encapsulates God's promises. Throughout Scripture, from Genesis to Revelation, we encounter a tapestry of divine assurances woven with threads of love, grace, and mercy. Promises of His unfailing presence in the midst of adversity, Isaiah 41:10. His provision in times of need, Philippians 4. 19 and his victory over every trial. Romans 8:37. So dear friends, I implore you to hold fast to these promises as an anchor for your.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Your soul in the tumultuous seas of life, when the winds of uncertainty howl and the waves of despair threaten to overwhelm you, cling to the unshakable truth that God's promises are steadfast and sure. Let them be your guiding light in the darkest of nights, your fortress in the fiercest of battles, and your wellspring of hope in the barren deserts of despair. For in the midst of life's storms, God's promises remain unwavering, beckoning us to trust in his faithfulness and take hold of the hope he offers. So, my dear brothers and sisters, let us journey forward with hearts ablaze with the assurance of God's promises. Let us fix our gaze upon the one who is faithful to fulfill all he has spoken. And let us walk in the confidence that, regardless of the trials we face, God's promises will never fail. My dear brothers and sisters, in the midst of life's trials and tribulations, it's natural for impatience to take root in our hearts. We yearn for swift resolutions to our problems, quick fixes to our pain, and immediate answers to our prayers. Yet, in the midst of our impatience, let us not lose sight of the profound truth that God operates according to his perfect timing, a timing that often transcends our own understanding. It's in these moments of waiting, of uncertainty, and of seemingly endless delays that our faith is truly tested. Will we continue to trust in God's goodness and sovereignty, even when his timing doesn't align with our own? Will we surrender our desire for immediate solutions and instead place our faith in his unwavering promises? Trusting in God's timing requires a profound shift in perspective, a shift from our limited human understanding to a divine perspective that sees beyond the present moment. It means acknowledging that God's ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts higher than our thoughts. Isaiah 55:8-9. It means relinquishing control and surrendering our timelines to the one who holds time itself in his hands. But how do we trust in God's timing when every fiber of our being longs for a quick resolution? It begins with cultivating a deep-seated faith that God is indeed working behind the scenes, orchestrating every detail of our lives for our ultimate good and his eternal glory. Think back to the times in your life when, in retrospect, you can see God's hand at work in the most unexpected ways. Perhaps it was a job opportunity that materialized at just the right moment, a relationship that blossomed when all hope seemed lost, or a healing that occurred when it seemed impossible. These moments serve as poignant reminders that God's timing is always perfect, even when it doesn't align with our own. So, my dear friends, as we navigate the valleys of waiting and uncertainty, let us cling to the assurance that God is faithful to his promises. Let us trust in his timing, knowing that he who began a good work in us will carry it on to completion. Philippians 1:6. And let us rest in the comforting truth that, though the road may be long and the journey may be arduous, God is working behind the scenes, weaving together the tapestry of our lives with threads of love, grace, and divine purpose. May we surrender our desire for immediate solutions and instead embrace the beauty of God's perfect timing. For in his timing, all things are made beautiful, and every trial is transformed into a testament to his faithfulness. My dear brothers and sisters, let us delve into the profound truth that, in our moments of weakness, God's strength shines forth in all its glory. It's in the depths of our frailty, when we feel utterly powerless and incapable, that God's strength is made perfect. Perhaps you find yourself in such a moment right now, weighed down by the burdens of life, your spirit crushed beneath the weight of adversity, and your strength depleted beyond measure. It's in these moments of despair that the enemy whispers lies of defeat and hopelessness into our ears. But let me remind you of a truth that surpasses all human understanding. God is your source of strength. Yes, you heard it right. When you feel like you can't go on any longer, when every step forward feels like an insurmountable obstacle, remember that you do not walk this journey alone. For the same God who breathed life into your being, who knit you together in a mother's womb, stands ready to carry you through the darkest valleys and empower you to overcome the seemingly impossible. Think back to the times in your life when you felt utterly powerless, when the storms raged around you, threatened to engulf you in their fury. Yet, in those very moments, God's hand was there, guiding you, sustaining you, and strengthening you beyond measure. For his strength knows no bounds, and his power is made perfect in our weakness. So, my dear friends, take heart in the assurance that God is with you. Even in the midst of your weakness, he does not despise your frailty. Rather, he delights in revealing his strength through it. And as you surrender your weakness to him, he will infuse you with his divine power, enabling you to soar on wings like eagles, to run and not grow weary, to walk and not faint. May this truth resonate deep within your soul, that in your moments of weakness, God's strength is made perfect, and as you lean on him, he will carry you through every trial, every hardship, and every seemingly impossible situation that comes your way. For his strength is your strength, and his power is your refuge in times of trouble. Beloved brothers and sisters, let us take a moment to reflect on the countless testimonies of God's faithfulness that permeate the tapestry of our lives. Each one of us carries within our hearts a treasure trove of experiences, moments when God intervened in seemingly impossible situations, moments when his hand moved mountains and his love shone brightly amidst the darkness. Think back to those times in your life when you stood on the precipice of despair, when all hope seemed lost and the odds were stacked against you. Yet, in those very moments, God revealed himself in miraculous ways, turning your mourning into dancing, your sorrow into joy, and your despair into hope. Perhaps it was a time when you were facing a dire financial crisis, unsure of how you would make ends meet. And yet, just when it seemed like there was no way out, God provided a way, a job opportunity, an unexpected financial blessing, or a community of believers rallying around you in support. Or maybe it was a time when your health was failing, when sickness ravaged your body and doctors offered little hope. And yet, in the midst of your suffering, God's healing touch descended upon you, restoring your health, renewing your strength, and breathing new life into your weary soul. And what about those broken relationships that seemed beyond repair, where reconciliation seemed impossible and forgiveness felt out of reach? Yet, in the midst of your brokenness, God's grace poured forth like a healing balm, mending hearts, restoring relationships, and bringing beauty from the ashes of brokenness. These testimonies, dear friends, are not just relics of the past. They are living reminders of God's faithfulness in the present and His promises for the future. They serve as beacons of hope in the midst of our current challenges, testaments to the unchanging nature of our God. For God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Just as He intervened in the impossible situations of the past, so too will He intervene in the challenges we face today. His faithfulness knows no bounds, and His power knows no limits. Brothers and sisters, let us turn our hearts towards the anticipation of God's miraculous intervention in our lives, especially in the face of what may seem like insurmountable challenges. As we navigate through the storms of life, let us not lose sight of the fact that our God is a God of miracles, a God who delights in turning the impossible into the possible. Prepare your heart, dear ones, to receive the miraculous hand of God in your impossible situation. Open your eyes to His divine orchestration, for He is working behind the scenes, weaving together the intricate details of your life with His sovereign wisdom and boundless love. Though the situation may appear bleak and the odds may seem stacked against you, remember that our God is not limited by human limitations. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. So lift up your eyes from the circumstances that surround you and fix them upon the greatness of our God. He is the same God who parted the Red Sea, who raised the dead to life, and who conquered sin and death through the resurrection of His Son, Jesus Christ. If He can perform such mighty deeds in the past, how much more can He do in your life today? Anticipate, dear friends, anticipate with eager expectation the miraculous intervention of God in your impossible situation. Believe with unwavering faith that He is able to do immeasurably more than you could ever ask or imagine. And as you wait upon the Lord, trust in His perfect timing, knowing that He who promised is faithful. Beloved friends, as we draw near to the conclusion of today's message, I urge you to anchor yourselves firmly in faith, for our God is indeed at work behind the scenes on your behalf. Trust in His promises, persevere in prayer, and eagerly anticipate His miraculous intervention in your lives. Remember, dear ones, that with God, all things are possible. No challenge is too great, no obstacle too daunting, for He who holds the universe in His hands is also the one who holds your life in His loving care. So, as you leave this place today, carry with you the assurance that God is with you every step of the way. Hold fast to His promises, knowing that He is faithful to fulfill all He has spoken. And as you journey forward, may your hearts overflow with expectation and anticipation for the miraculous works that God is about to unleash in your lives. Lastly, I encourage you to share the message of hope and faith that you have received today with others. Let your testimonies of God's faithfulness be a beacon of light to those who are walking through dark valleys. And if you haven't already, I invite you to subscribe to our channel, where you can continue to receive uplifting messages and encouragement for your journey of faith. Now let us conclude these words with a prayer. Dear God, I come to you with a heavy heart, burdened by the challenges and struggles that I face. I feel overwhelmed by the difficulties that seem insurmountable, and I don't know where to turn. But I know that you are a God of miracles, and that nothing is impossible for you. I trust in your unfailing love and your infinite wisdom to guide me through this difficult time. Please help me to surrender my fears and worries to you, and to trust in your divine plan for my life. I know that you have a purpose for me, and that you will never leave me nor forsake me. Please bless me with the financial resources I need to provide for myself and my loved ones. May you open doors of opportunity and provide for me in ways that I cannot even imagine. I also pray for your healing touch to be upon me and those around me who are struggling with illness and pain. May your restorative power bring us health and vitality, and may we be filled with your peace and comfort. Finally, I ask that you protect me from the forces of darkness and negativity that seek to harm me. May your light shine upon me and guide me on the path of righteousness. Thank you for hearing my prayer and for the promise that you will never leave me nor forsake me. I trust in your unfailing love and your infinite grace to see me through this difficult time. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.